is overreacting on Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's part of the White House reaction to Beijing's live fire military exercises around Taiwan, including missile launches, in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting the island nation.
The United States is prepared for what Beijing chooses to do. We will not seek, nor do we want, a crisis. At the same time, we will not be deterred from operating in the seas and the skies of the Western Pacific.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the USS Ronald Reagan strike group will remain in the area to monitor the situation, and that standard air and maritime transits will happen in the next few weeks. But the U.S. has postponed a planned intercontinental ballistic missile test. Kirby also condemning Russia over today's sentencing of American basketball star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison on drug charges.
She shouldn't have even been on trial. She's wrongfully detained. Absent that, we find the sentence reprehensible in its scope.
And he says Russia should have accepted a reported prisoner swap offer from the U.S. for two detained Americans weeks ago. A working weekend planned in the U.S. Senate, with Democrats hoping to get the new Inflation Reduction Act over a procedural hurdle on Saturday. President Biden urging Congress to pass the more than $700 billion package.
This is the strongest bill you can pass to lower inflation, continue to cut the deficit, reduce health care costs, tackle the climate crisis, and promote America's energy security.
And he says it'll reduce the burdens on working families at the same time. Republicans disagree, calling it a tax and spend job killer.
If you're worried about inflation, if you're worried about gas prices, if you're worried about the economy generally, I think this is just a really bad bill.
Senate Minority Whip John Thune says it won't get any Republican votes. A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow down 85. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. declares a public health emergency over monkeypox, aiming to boost the federal response. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
She says the declaration will help improve the availability of data. The outbreak, first identified overseas, has since infected more than 6,000 Americans. The civil trial of a conspiracy theorist involving the parents of children killed in the Sandy Hook school massacre may have just collided with the probe of the Capitol riot.
As a jury deliberated how much InfoWars host Alex Jones should pay the parents of a child killed in the Sandy Hook school massacre, the attorney for those parents accused Jones of lying under oath. Attorney Mark Bankston told the court he believes this because Jones' attorney messed up and sent him 2 years' worth of Jones' text messages. Jones' attorney Andino Reynal asked for a mistrial. Bankston told the judge,
Mr. Reynal is right now using a fig leaf of this motion to say I violated, to put a fig leaf over his own malpractice, over his own absolute breach of his duties to his own client.
Bankston says the January 6th committee has asked for the records and that they intend to cooperate with government officials and requests. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Republicans in Indiana say mourning's the focus right now after the death of a congresswoman.
Indiana Congresswoman 58-year-old Jackie Walorski and two aides were killed in a car crash in Elkhart Wednesday. She served in Congress since 2013, and it will be up to Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb to call a special session to fill Walorski's unexpired term in the state's second district. The governor's office saying the process has not started yet. The seat is up for election in November.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The crash is still under investigation. Sheriff's officials now say it was the congresswoman's car driven by an aide that crossed the center line. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.